Welcome to Moon Monkey. You're listening to Matt and Andrew, and this week we're going to be talking about The Big Sick, directed by Michael Showalter.
So The Big Sick is based on a true story of Kumail Nanjiani and him meeting his wife Emily. It's from the producer Judd Apatow, who is known for Bridesmaids, and it was really big at the Sundance Film Festival, and it was released in the UK recently.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of good reviews, I think, good press.
Had a lot of hype.
People are really liking it. Yeah, one of the best things that I really liked about the film was the fact that it was actually written by Kumail Nanjiani, who plays the main guy in it, and co-written by his wife now, Emily.
Yeah.
Emily V. Gordon.
Spoilers there.
Spoilers. Spoilers for the end of the movie. But I think people know where the movie is going anyway. Yeah. But in the movie, Emily is played by Zoe Kazan.
Yeah.
But yeah, those two have a great relationship in the movie, and I think they really capture the spark there. And yeah, there was, like I said, just one of the things that I liked about it, because it seemed so down to earth. One of the things that I don't usually like about romantic comedies is it's always a really far-fetched scenario or some like circumstance that brings two people together that should not really be together. But this felt naturalistic, and you know, it's a situation in which two people could conceivably get together.
Yeah, I mean, they just met at a comedy club and she heckled them.
Yeah,
and I mean, it was so relatable, and like the awkwardness between them as well. When with their interaction, it was like a normal kind of date. It wasn't like everything's going great. You know,
yeah,
it's
like
really kind of awkward and.
Yeah, like a lot of the jokes were things which were you could relate to, and things like in their relationship and the way they were with each other was really, really relatable.
It just felt really authentic.
Yeah,
you're saying.
One of the kind of interesting things about the story is Kumail is from Pakistan, and that kind of plays a major part in the film with his family being very conservative or ultra-conservative even, and wanting an arranged marriage for him. And as you see in the trailers, bringing like various Pakistani women over to try and get some kind of matchmaking together. Mm-hmm. And he's just not interested. He's totally immersed himself in the kind of American culture, wants to do stand-up, just, you know, doesn't grow a beard, doesn't pray.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's one of those kind of culture cross movies, which I suppose has been done before, but this time it's because it's a real story, you feel even more involved and really kind of heartbreaking at times, because obviously at the back of your mind you're thinking he did actually have to go through this with his family and with Emily as well.
It crosses that line of it being like really funny, but also like really sad moments as well. It's not like, oh, it's just like, oh, it's hilarious. So it's not trying to be really morbid.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of morbid situations going on. But it has that kind of great area, and it kind of straddles that area between like, oh, this is really
great
and funny. But there's loads going on, because like you're saying, the cultural stuff. But there's also like the generational stuff with Kumail and his family. And there's also like the serious illness with when Emily goes into a coma and you don't know what's going on. And there's all that that comes into it too. So there's a lot going on in the movie. And there's also like a little bit of like, maybe like the American racism and stuff with the 9/11. They do some 9/11 jokes and he gets heckled by a guy as well. Which touches on it as well. You know, it touches on like what's going on in America just now too.
The 9/11 joke was probably one of the best jokes in the film, like got the biggest laugh in the movie.
Yeah.
Because I would say a lot of the humour in here is kind of mild humour. It's just wry, ironic humour rather than laugh out loud. Like, it's not a gross-out comedy, it's not, like, slapstick, it is just mild comedy, but some of it is very, very funny.
Yeah.
Like, even with the Pakistani family, is really funny. And you've got Adil Akhtar, who plays Naveed, who plays his brother, who has some really funny... they have some really funny...
Yeah.
Everyone had, like, a really good... seemed to have a really good relationship in here. Like, you've got Ray Romano and Holly Hunter playing her parents, who also, like...
Who really steal it in a way.
They really sold like the married couple who've been together quite a while and had their difficulties.
And they've got their history, and you get into that too.
Yeah.
As well. But like, in a way, they kind of stole it, because it turned into more like Ray Romano and Holly Hunter, like Emily's parents and Kumail Nanjiani.
Yeah.
It was more about their relationship, because I mean, Zoe Kazan goes into a coma.
Yeah.
Like, pretty quickly in the
movie.
So it's more
like...
But she's
like,
fantastic in it, though.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, she's in a coma, don't...
She's acting fantastic as being a coma patient.
Even when she's in the coma, though, she's still mad. She's the
hub
of the story. She's the hub of the story. But, yeah. But no, she's still... like, you've got all the flashbacks and you see little memories and stuff, and it's, yeah, like, the stuff they did to begin with, like,
yeah, it's well, like, built, yeah, it, there was it enough of them two together at the beginning that you built up the relationship between them, and then, yeah, when she goes into come, like, it's a kind of sad,
yeah, moment. Oh, you're feeling like, oh my god,
yeah, but all the way through, you're kind of hoping that they eventually get back together, but yeah, like you say, it's between him and really his in-laws and their relationship. But yeah, there's like, just thinking back on it, there's a lot of stuff about relationships, because you have like her parents' relationship is one way and his parents are another way, and it's like different cultures, different types of relationships, I suppose, or different outlooks on what relationships are.
Just like the generational thing as well, like, because they're from a different, not only some of them are not from a different culture, but a different generation as well, and they have different ideas about what it should be like.
Yeah, like, you even get that at the beginning, and it's like the funny line in the trailer when he's driving an Uber. That's kind of the perfect metaphor for, like, you're in a whole new world of, like, online dating and just meeting people casually and going back with home with them, which I guess would have happened, but, like, his parents definitely, you get the feeling that definitely would have happened in Pakistan.
No.
But, yeah, that's kind of an interesting thing. And the supporting cast, you had Bo Burnham was there as one of the love. Comedians, who let's, I love. I'm a huge fan.
Let's profess your love for Bo Burnham.
Yeah, well, I'm a huge fan. It was like the only guy I knew actually going into, except for Ray Romano.
I did not recognise him.
A.D. Bryant as Mary, like, and Kurt Brownler as Chris. There was like the three other comedians.
Yeah, that was really good too. That was, I forgot about that, but
it was like the camaraderie between them.
When they were backstage and stuff, that was, you know,
yeah,
there was some good back and forth there, I thought, you know. It was, again, it just felt like it wasn't like a forced laboured script. It felt really just,
yeah, I don't know how much joy, I don't know how much, like, yeah, they ad-libbed or they just must have really got on when they were filming it. You got the sense that they all did get on really well, because otherwise you would have just felt the tension.
It would have felt kind of flat, but yeah, it
felt really naturalistic. So yeah, like, I would overall recommend the movie, because like I say, it's not the type of movie that I would usually be into.
No,
but I think even if you're not a big romantic comedy person, there's stuff in there that you'd enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, for me, we just saw the trailer one night, and I was like, oh, that looks amazing. And again, nothing that I would never say, oh, I'm going to, like, let's go and see a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
But the trailer was so good, and I didn't know about the hype, but I haven't looked into it afterwards.
Even if you're not a big fan of the romantic comedy, like, you're still going to watch and think, like, there's still enough interest there.
Yeah.
Whereas, yeah, like, you know, if it was two white people getting together, there's no tension there. There's, like, yeah, they're obviously going to get together. Whereas this was like, oh, there's real stakes here, because his parents are so against this that this could all, like, anything could go wrong here.
Oh, yeah, that was,
and it does, through numerous times throughout the movie. Well, there's numerous, like, setbacks to their relationship. Mm. That's what I mean, like, when I said at the beginning, a lot of movies are contrived.
Mm.
And, like, they have to put unrealistic stuff in to try and break them up. But this movie, from the beginning, you're like, you realise why this is kind of a difficult thing to get to work.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Quite often you've been on a date and went into a coma.
Yeah. I mean, that does make things a lot harder.
It does.
Admittedly.
It slows it down.
Yeah. But yeah, overall, I would highly recommend this movie. Like we said, great performances, great lines, and naturalistic dialogue, like a real warmth to the relationship between the characters.
Yeah, just the relationship with the families and Emily's mum and dad and Kamal Nanjiani was really funny and really interesting. And it's just very funny and very real. Just felt very real, because it is based on a real story. So
yeah,
we don't know how much is given and taken from reality and changed a bit from
it. You're watching. Really, I think it was just as well. The actors were so likable that you wanted to see what happened to them. Like you were all the way through. You were never really bored, because you're constantly wanting to see what happens next with these characters and see where their story goes. So, yeah, definitely recommend this film. Thanks for listening. That was our review of The Big Sick, and we'll be back soon with another review on The Moon Monkey. Make sure to like and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.